Life is a Journey. What's your story? Today we are here finding out more about the Foodie Labs located in the Warehouse District at 515 22nd Avenue, Suite 130 in the ARCS Exchange Campus. Welcome, Kristen Zielinski. Tell us about what you're doing.
Thank you. Foodie Labs is a commercial kitchen space where foodie entrepreneurs can come and get started. We are not just a place for them to rent as far as like a landlord-tenant relationship. When they come in, they start in our shared space and can work into a ghost kitchen space. Our building is comprised of three different areas. We have an event space, our shared commercial kitchen space where people get started, that's rented by the hour. And then we also have ghost kitchens, which are actual restaurateurs that are coming in wanting to get their concept started. We provide them a full back of the house kitchen, all the utilities, and the support to get them started, with the intention of most of them will leave there and open up their own brick and mortar.
So exciting. And I know you have a number of vendors there that are amazing. A Good Human, Bagel Babe Company, Seibel French Moroccan Fusion, Peanut Butter Rush, and Little Mike Shaner, previously from Pasa Grill, Shaner Surf and Turf. Tell us a little bit about each one. Let's start with A Good Human.
A Good Human is a plant-based company. They do a little bit of grab-and-go with smaller grocery stores in the area, and they have just joined our platform for breakfast and lunch Wednesday through Saturday. And again, it's a wonderful plant-based company, really looking to educate the community on adding more healthy choices to our meals daily.
Then you have one of my favorites, Bagel Babe Company.
Bagel Babe is our little golden star from New Jersey.
Yay, Jersey girls.
She's done great coming in. She has a fantastic family that supports her 100% through the whole process. And she comes in and does it New York, New Jersey style bagels, boils, bakes them, has a lot of different varieties, and some fantastic marketing on her end as well that gets her product out there.
I'm coming for lox and a schmear. This is very intriguing, and of course it fits into the whole downtown St. Pete. Let's dish on Seibel, French Moroccan Fusion.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of really interesting dishes on his menu. What he's gotten very famous for recently is the French taco, which a lot of people will comment and say, it's a burrito. It's not a burrito. A lot of what he does has so much influence through the Moroccan and French cuisine community, ties in a lot with his sauces and how he prepares everything. So it's basically a protein, vegetables, and sauce and cheese wrapped up into a tortilla and grilled. And the extra part that's in there are their skinny French fries inside the tortilla. So it's a pretty unique little dish, but he seems to be selling quite a bit of it. It's wonderful.
I saw shawarma. He has shawarma.
Yes, and the shawarma is fantastic.
So, you know, peanut butter and jelly, folks. Let's dish on the Peanut Butter Rush. Oh, my goodness. I fell over it.
So Peanut Butter Rush, little side note, is actually one of my businesses. So Peanut Butter Rush is me. That's actually my grandmother's peanut butter pie recipe. We put it in a jar because it is Florida and the humidity gets to pies. They fall and they don't have their beautiful texture that they would in a regular size pie. So it's a 4-ounce pie in a jar with, instead of the crust being at the bottom, very importantly, it's placed in the middle of the pie so that every spoonful that you get a bite of the crust.
My mother is looking down from heaven going, oh my God, forget the Reese's Pieces. So then Little Mikey, I love to call him Little Mikey. He's not Little Mikey anymore. Of course, Shaner's Surf and Turf was a local favorite in Pasa Grill. We went to get our fresh seafood. It was amazing. Unfortunately, it's no longer there. Tell us about Little Mikey and what's going on.
So it's interesting. When I met Mikey, I grew up out or raised my kids out in Pasa Grill, Vina Del Mar area. So I would frequent Shaner's quite a bit myself, walking up there with a stroller and grabbing my groceries instead of traffic, you know, down the beach. And so Mikey had, I guess, worked for his dad for 22, 23 years. And in that time, you know, he put in the work. So dad sold the business, and this is time for him to continue his part of Shaner's with his own twist. So he's taking it the same, you know, land and sea fresh market where he's doing cheeseburgers, bulgogi beef sandwiches, Philly steak sandwiches, a little bit of the surf and turf. And then on our market nights, he's doing cut steaks and seafood as well. So you can still pick up your favorites that you used to at Chainers.
I noticed when I looked at the recipes as I was salivating that he has some Korean, of course, Korean is very big right now. He has a lot of Korean taste, Asian influenced, and the Big Mikey burgers not to be missed.
They're fantastic.
So you are doing a lot of, well, first of all, let's just say we are so grateful on March 8th. We will be with you for our Spring Fling fundraiser.
We're excited about that.
And we'll be there from noon to 5 with live music. Come down and spend some time with us. We just cannot wait to be there, and we'll be tasting some foods that day. Tell us a little bit about who will be there and what we can eat.
So we will have a guest chef in the in our demo kitchen where we can do some sampling. I'm quite sure that all of our vendors will be bringing out some treats for you guys and taking care of you for lunch. We also have quite a few vendors that are in the shared space. You know, we have a company called Cook, Bake, and Nourish. They do home delivery of meal prep. They also have another company called Nosh, which is her stuff is just amazing. Sourdough bread, sourdough donuts, chocolate chip cookies. So we plan on having a little bit of everybody there. We're really excited to host you there. Our event space is very unique because of where it's located in the Arts District, but also what it looks like. It's a long, narrow hallway. We host some artwork on the walls for local artists to sell there. And then it opens up to the Arts Exchange campus and also to the trail. So you're getting the trail business and also the Art Exchange business.
And what's wonderful is the St. Pete Jazz Festival is coming up, and of course Marcus Gottschalk, who is the executive director, he's performing there. The new performance space really enhances, and you are about food, where food meets arts and culture. Talk about that agenda.
Actually, one of our biggest things in our logo is art, science, and food, where they all come together. You know, food is art, just a different form of it. And there's a lot of science behind what goes behind those recipes. So it was a good fit for us to be in the Arts Exchange campus. They also put this wonderful stage in front of us. And so any event that's happening there actually boosts our business as well.
So you have two great events coming up besides our great event, March 8th. Mm-hmm. Join us from noon to 5. The first one is I could learn how to make pasta, but better yet, I can taste it.
Yes, we do have a pasta making event coming up. We'll have quite a few others coming up in the next few months. And then our culinary market is the last Friday of each month. That is strictly culinary. So when you walk in the doors, you can grab a bag from Foodie Labs and do your full grocery shopping. You go to Shaner's and buy some steaks and some seafood, go to Nosh and buy some sourdough bread. While you're there, stop and have a meal from one of the ghost kitchens. Also, we have a partnership with 80 Deuce Produce, so you can also get produce from there. And sauces, desserts, beer and wine from Seven Seas, and some music from Seven Seas as well.
So that's great to remind you all, March 21st, you need to sign up for that pasta making and tasting in advance.
Yes, you do.
On your website?
On the website, and you can also do it through our social media, Facebook and Instagram.
And then on March 29th, from 5 to 8, is the Culinary Night Market with 15 vendors. It's going to be the last Friday of each month. As far as sips, we talked about Savor. What about the sips that we can drink there?
So we do have Seven Seas takes care of our beer and wine, so they do have a beer and wine table set up there. And then we also, throughout all of our events, we have partnerships with Green Bench Brewery and Three Daughters, where we'll do some tastings with them as well.
Wonderful. Just in time for Tampa Bay Beer Week. Tell me a little bit about how you became a foodie and got involved.
I have always been a foodie. My first job was Larry's Ice Cream in Isla del Sol when
all
I was
the kids
14 years old, right? Quick background, 25 years of catering myself. I ended up opening a shared kitchen over in Tampa, in South Tampa, that still exists. My son is the operations manager over there. Through that experience with that kitchen, I actually met my current business partner, Jim. He was a client of mine doing some testing for a product that he had with his company. And we just started chatting about what our vision was for the future with both of our companies. I'm from St. Pete. My business was in Tampa, but I am from St. Pete. I've been here since I was 8 years old. And I really, really wanted to bring a concept back to St. Pete. And it just really aligned with what Jim's vision was as well. So we started the conversation, and the conversation, you know, went through COVID. And during COVID, COVID proved to us that this was a necessity. The grab and go, the to go, the delivery options, as opposed to always going inside and sitting down, there is an option. And we really want to fill that gap of space where entrepreneurs do not have a place. We're not just, you know, a landlord-tenant relationship. We actually mentor them through the process of growing their business.
Three-tier marketing. And, you know, restaurants today, you know, it's hard to get staff. Some restaurants are now hopefully not doing surge pricing. Tell me a little bit about the delivery. Is it within the St. Pete 33701 area? And how does that delivery work?
Yeah, so our delivery system, we do have our own QR code that they order through. And then that delivers up to 5 miles from our location, which pretty much covers quite a bit of St. Pete. And then you can also pick up. We encourage pickup. We want them to come and experience Foodie Labs itself. And then our vendors are also able to have other third-party delivery systems as well. We want to encourage them to use whatever they need to accelerate their business.
So I want to hear about your grandmother.
Yeah. So my grandmother in Dallas, Texas, had a fantastic peanut butter pie recipe. My husband loves peanut butter pie or loves peanut butter just in general. So I needed to get back in the kitchen and experience what my clients were experiencing, wanted to play a little bit more and have some fun. And so we just decided we're going to use her recipe and put it in a jar.
So I'll be expecting a cookbook down the way from the Foodie Labs and some national television exposure,
yeah,
I think.
Maybe, yeah. We hope so.
What are some of your favorite, I know there's so many restaurants, we don't want to, but what are some of your favorite dishes that you enjoy going to when you're not cooking yourself? Outside of course, all the great people at Foodie Labs.
Yeah, so I'm a steak girl. If I find a good steak, and I just have to leave it at that. I can't give my opinion on too many things in St. Pete right now. But I like steak, and I absolutely love any type of charcuterie or small plates place. I like to enjoy a variety of different things instead of just one. So any exposure to that.
Do you have children? And if so, how do you cultivate them to be smart, sustainable, and healthy foodies?
So I have two boys, and one of them is my operations manager in Tampa. He went through Northeast Culinary High School, then on to Johnson & Wales, and also worked at Teak for 2 years under Lee. And so he is now running my kitchen over in Tampa. My other son, the older one, is one of the supervisors over the aquatics for the city of St. Pete. He started out with them at 14, 15 years old lifeguarding. So they both have different experiences with food. The older one didn't cook a day in his life until he got married, figured out he needed to learn how to cook. And now he is like the master smoker and loves to smoke meats and veggies and explore. And then my younger son pretty much will eat everything from mac and cheese to octopus.
So let's talk about the Hall of Fame and the Hall of Shame. What foods are in your Hall of Shame?
Ooh.
I'll tell you, mine is tofu. Even though I worked at the Moosewood restaurant in Ithaca, New York, in the day, I still can't get near the smell and look of tofu.
Yeah, so mine would absolutely have to be imitation anything. Yeah. Imitation meat, particularly. I would rather eat a bowl of vegetables than a bowl of vegetables with imitation meat.
I'd rather eat cardboard.
Yeah.
So we thank you so much, Kristen, for being here at Foodie Labs, 515 22nd Avenue, Suite 130. Your website is?
TheFoodieLabs.com.
And follow them on Facebook for all the events. And don't forget, the last Friday of each month, Culinary Night, you'll find Radio St. Pete live. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.